This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We share the absurd with the left. Pardon me. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. And you may be thinking, Kevin, what are you talking about? We share the absurd with the left. But we do. We share the absurd with the left. In one area of conservatism, we are absurd. Have I intrigued you? I hope so. There's a guy, a Danish philosopher. His name is Soren Kierkegaard, and he's considered to be the father of existentialism, the school of philosophy that puts the individual and his emotions, his thoughts, his responsibilities, and actions at the center of considerations. Kierkegaard's influence was really strange in that it extended to both the secular philosophers, people like Martin Heidegger and Jean-Paul Sartre. These were the people who were important in radicalizing the 1960s, but he also influenced theologians like Karl Barth and Emil Brunner. So Kierkegaard played this crucial role in shaping the way people thought during the 20th century. But to understand him, it's important to understand how he understood God. So for Kierkegaard, God was utterly transcendent, and infinite qualitative difference separated God from humanity. In other words, there is no way we could ever get to him. He's just impossible to reach, impossible to understand, and so on and so forth. So for Kierkegaard, faith wasn't about knowing or an act of trust in God and God's goodness and God's love for us necessarily. Instead, it's a belief in the, quote, strength of the absurd. And by absurd, he means that God contradicts reason. In other words, we only believe in God because we have faith in God, not because we actually see him, not because he's actually there going, hey, Kevin, do this or do that. I tell you all this, and I give you a little background on Soren Kierkegaard, because here's one of the things that he said that was pretty profound. He says, life is not a problem to be solved, but a reality to be experienced. A reality to be experienced. I want you to think about that just a bit. Do you remember days or do you remember moments? I know I remember moments. You said to me, Kevin, what do you do 3 weeks ago on Wednesday? I don't know. I don't have a running calendar. I remember Netanyahu saying, why do people take pictures? I don't understand why they take pictures. I mean, it's just capturing this moment. This moment is it's nothing. It has already passed. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. You're here with me. Why do you need to take a picture? And a lot of people, you know, they want to capture that moment. They want to capture those memories. And I understand that. I really do. But at the end of the day, what do you remember? You remember the moment. For Netanyahu, it's not a big deal when he meets you. But when you meet him, maybe it's a big deal. So you want to capture the moment. I was here when Netanyahu was in town or whatever. You remember possibly where you were when Mike Tyson lost the championship. You remember possibly where you were when the World Trade Center went down. You capture those moments. So life is fleeting. I mean, it's passing by. And let's face it, you don't have as many moments as you did. You certainly won't remember as many. How many times has somebody said, do you remember when we... And you're like, oh, well, kind of. But not really. And whose moment, who's capturing what? I don't know. I don't know why this, it just hit me. But I'm thinking about life. We've been talking about deceit. And I'm trying to put that all together some kind of way today on the show. See, because we've been deceived. I'm remembering a lot of the moments. Do you remember the moment of Hillary Clinton getting her butt kicked? I remember that moment. That's one I'll remember for quite some time. I will remember talking about this episode of history where Donald Trump gets elected and then the deceit, what, everything that we've started discovering about what the country, what the government has been doing to us. But there's hope. See, the art of using deceit and cunning grow continually weaker and less effective to the user. That's a quote from John Tillotson. And Tillotson is saying, the more you deceive, the less people believe. So we are finally reaching a point where it's getting tougher and tougher to deceive us. Oh, the left thinks they do. They want to believe that they are still able to do it, boy. We'll keep those investigations going. We're going to keep this thing moving. Donald Trump starts tweeting out, when are you going to end this thing? This is ridiculous. It needs to be over. And you know what? The public is finally going. It does need to be over. I talked about the poll I saw that said people care about Russia 1%. Will it influence you in the next election? 1%. That's normally enough for the media to go, done deal. That's normally enough for the Democrats to go, move on. But they can't. I told you earlier in the broadcast, maybe we talked about it the other day. The Democrats are in a rock and a hard place. They shut down the Russian investigation, and guess what? The new one has to open up. It's not over. Trump's not that forgiving. They know this. Trump's going to be vindictive and say, why aren't you looking at Hillary? Look at his tweets. Trump's not saying, shut it down. It's stupid. That's the end of it. He's saying, they covered up for Hillary. Why aren't you investigating Hillary? When it's done here, it's going over there. And when it goes over there, those dominoes start to fall. Democrats can't let it go. I want to go back to the absurd. So we share this absurdity. Which, by the way, the Democrats are absurd. I just described it to you. But we share this absurdity with the Democrats. We share the absurdity that we believe in something bigger. And we believe in this infinite distance between us and this higher being. This thing that drives our actions and things of this sort. The existentialism, if you will, of God. And the Democrats believe in the absurd. That's where we partner with them. But here's where we distance ourselves from them. Our absurdity is in something that's bigger and more grandiose than we are, and it drives our actions to something for the greater good. Democrats believe in the absurd, and their absurdity drives you to evil. It drives you to things that cannot be productive for your society. It can't even be productive for you as an individual. It showcases all of the worst characteristics of man. Their absurdities do. Our absurdity, the thing that they try to ridicule us for, a belief in something bigger than we are, is not absurd at all. It's, as they say in the Bible, walk by faith, not by sight. And so that's what we do. Back in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Chuck Swindoll said, "Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it." I agree with that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here is the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. The reason why I'm talking about life is because we talk about guns when there's time when somebody gets killed. But we don't talk about life and what happens when 13 kids get killed in a bus accident. We don't talk about grounding planes when X number of people are killed in a plane thing. It has to be the tragedy of the gun. It can't be the tragedy of gravity. Nobody talks about doing away with gravity. Gravity causes more deaths than a lot of things. I don't know how many, but gravity is responsible for all plane deaths for the most part, right? I mean, for the most part, maybe there's a death on the runway. People just plane smack into each other, but generally speaking, gravity causes that death. It causes death from skydiving. It causes death from skiing down a mountain, avalanches. Gravity causes a lot of deaths. We never hear anybody challenging that. So I want to talk about guns for a second, because I came up with this thing about the number of things that will kill you, and it hit me. What kills people more than teenagers in particular, because that's what we were talking about with Parkland, what kills more teens than the AR-15? By the way, Stephen Wilford, a retired NRA instructor, stopped the Sutherland Springs mass shooter with an AR-15, but the mainstream media didn't give him any coverage. They didn't give him the platform that they gave that charlatan, David Hogg. So I want to talk about how important life is and why the left, for them, it's a ruse. The idea that your life has meaning is just one of those things that says we've got to have money to educate the kids. We've got to have money to help the poor people. What about the elderly? What about the women? What about black people? What about the immigrants? It's all a ruse. And the idea that these people want to help kids and that they value life is ridiculous. They do not value life. Colin Rugg said this. He tweeted this. Please support my movement to raise the smartphone ownership age to 21 because 11 teens die from smartphones each day, much more than an AR-15. He says, if you don't support this, you're a greedy loser who wants to see children die. Now, here's what I like about this. It's right up a page from the Kevin Jackson book of How to Deal with Leftism. National Walkout Day. You guys remember this. It wasn't that long ago. Last week, when teachers forced kids, many of them, to walk out. There was a kid who stayed in. He says, I'm not walking out. They suspended him. I want to make this kid a hero. Why should he have to walk out? The idea that they're shooting his time that his parents pay taxes for so they could support some BS cause is enough for us to sue that school district and everybody in the food chain who said he was suspended. Wouldn't you like to see stuff like that litigated? There's a new report from the National Center for Health Statistics that found the period from 1999 to 2006 of the more than 16,000 teenagers that die annually, here's what they're killed from. Auto accidents. Most from auto accidents. And other accidents. Murder, suicide, and disease. Nowhere on there is guns. That's the top of the list. So here are the actual numbers. On average, 16,375 teenagers, 12 to 19 years of age, die in the United States every year from 1999 to 2006. Less than 1% of all deaths that occur in the United States each year are teenagers. The five leading causes of death among teenagers are accidents, unintentional injuries, and you can imagine that. It's certainly from the ages of 12 years to 19 years old. Some of us might even determine those are the stupid years, right? So, accidental injuries. Homicide, number two. Suicide, number three. Cancer, number four. And heart disease, number five. Now, I'm going to throw in some other stuff in there that I don't know. I mean, I'm going to believe this report. But I'm going to throw a couple of other things in there. As a category of accidents, okay, here's where they cover it. Because I was about to say, I know more teens are killed in car accidents than almost anything. And that's what they said. Motor vehicle fatality is the leading cause of death to teenagers, representing over one-third of all deaths. So of those 16,000 kids that are killed every year, well over 5,000 are the ones that get killed in car wrecks. And that makes sense. So when you think about all the things that these guys could be looking at in terms of guns, look, I don't know how many gun deaths there are for teenagers. I'm talking about like what happened at the school. Because the homicides, you know, probably many of those are gun related. The suicides, probably the same. Even though I think probably some kids would take drugs or what have you. And I don't have these statistics. We're just winging it here. This is purely speculation. But there are so many things that are so much more important in the scheme of things. Why are they fixated on guns? And this is the question you should be asking liberals. I'm arming you with information to say to them, if the number one thing that kills teenagers every year are motor vehicles, why are we letting them drive? Why don't we have better safety precautions? Why is that number not lowering every year? In fact, some of the reasons why these kids are dying is because of the types of cars they're getting, their parents are getting them. Smart cars. These little death traps. Well, that's just another show for another time. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. So, privately owned swimming pools are nearly five times more likely to cause accidental death than having a gun in the house. Your swimming pool is more dangerous than a gun in your house. Where's the ban of pools? Why aren't they marching every time kids are killed in pools? Why aren't they marching every time kids are killed in automobile accidents? Here's another one. Kids under the age of 15 are twice as likely to be killed each year by cars backing over them in driveways than by accidental firearm discharges. I mean, that's somebody getting very granular in looking at the statistics. But here's the fun fact. Among teenagers, non-Hispanic black males have the highest death rate, 94.1 per 100,000 population. Just so you're aware, that is like living in a bad city. Homicide is the leading cause of death for non-Hispanic black male teenagers. For all other groups, accident is the leading cause. Do you see anybody addressing what is the number one problem with blacks? Black teenagers dying. You going to see any march for this? I'm not talking about Black Lives Matter. I'm not talking about cops killing them. I'm talking about them killing each other. You going to see anything about this? Leftists don't care about life, and they certainly don't care about black lives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Relief setting in parts of this country this morning. The breaking news, the suspected serial bomber in Texas is now dead after that showdown with a SWAT team overnight. Here's what we know at this hour. The suspect is a 24-year-old white male. He did kill himself, blowing himself up. They believe he's linked to six explosive devices that killed two people. Let's get right to our senior national correspondent, Matt Gutman. He's on the scene in Austin with the very latest for us. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, David. Still an ongoing and active scene. You can see behind me how many police cruisers are there. There's also an ATF vehicle and a command center from the Austin police. Now, forensics teams are still combing through that bomb site. They are trying to determine whether or not this suspect who blew himself up as SWAT teams approach was wearing a suicide vest. But what they do know for certain is that 19 days that have terrorized this city are finally over.
Authorities say the man they believe is responsible for terrorizing the city of Austin is now dead.
We had surveillance teams looking for this suspect, and we ultimately located the vehicle that this suspect was known to be driving, and witnesses told us he was driving. And in fact, we found that at a hotel right up the road here in Round Rock. As members of the Austin Police Department SWAT team approached the vehicle, the suspect detonated a bomb inside the vehicle, knocking one of our SWAT officers back, and one of our SWAT officers fired at the suspect as well.
Well, there you have it. They got the guy. Dun, 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 dun. Got him, what, a couple days ago, a day ago? When reports came of the death of the Austin bomber, the media immediately informed us that he was a white man. Did you listen to that report? Hey, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com. It's the KJRadio.com radio show. Austin bomber. Collective sigh of relief that Mark Condit was not a Muslim. In the original report, you didn't hear anything reported about him there. Just, he's a white male, 24 years old. If he were Muhammad Khakam, you can bet they would have concealed his identity from you. But there was this other sigh of relief. I guarantee you that on the left, it was going, just praying for what he would be. You know, going, man, I hope this isn't a Muslim, or I hope this isn't some crazy black guy. They were hoping this was a white dude. I'm telling you, while the conservative Americans are concerned, we're concerned about the people who are being terrorized in Austin, Texas. I have a son who lives in Austin, Texas. I have much family who lives in Austin, Texas. My cousin, Nita. My cousin, Eric. My cousin, Joe. I already mentioned my son. My brother isn't very far away from Austin, and he travels there all the time. And I have many friends in Austin that I've dealt with, guys that worked at Dell Computer for years, friends of mine. And, you know, I'm concerned. I'm sort of going, I don't care what this guy is, whether he's white, black, Muslim, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy, as we say. What I cared about is that they find him whoever he or she is and stop them from terrorizing the city. But not the left. The left, they're like, well, he's bombing people. But who cares about that? Let's just hope he's not Muslim. Let's hope he's not from Islam, the religion of peace and bombs and blowing people to pieces. Please don't do that. What if it were an irony that we would have learned that Mark Condit, converted to Islam? Wouldn't that be an irony? That after all this, he's a white male. White male. Oh, by the way, he had changed his name to Rashif Kakam or whatever, and now he's converted to Islam, and he had put a post on Facebook that he was going to kill all the white people or something. Or kill black people, because it killed a couple of black folks. But what if he had converted? Yeah, but here's what's interesting. When the identity of the Austin bomber was discovered, TMZ, you know who TMZ is, right? You guys, I mean, I know you guys know who TMZ is because you watch it all the time. TMZ is one of these, it's leftist because it's Hollywood, but Harvey Levin, he stands in front of a bunch of millennial types and they just go out and get stories of people. I played a clip the other day from TMZ where they had found Ann Coulter and asked her a question about Trump maybe it was about Michael Flynn or something. But anyway, TMZ is this pop culture thing where Harvey Levin asks questions and they, you know, throw answers back, funny stuff, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, they reported on Mark Condit. And here's what they said. I'm going to read it exact. Austin bomber Mark Condit was apparently homeschooled by his mom, who proudly announced on social media back in 2013 she graduated him from high school. Condit, who was 23 at the time of his death, seemed to be contemplating going on some sort of mission. His mom wrote, "He's thinking of taking some time to figure out what he wants to do. Maybe a mission trip." His mom also posted a picture of Condit snowboarding in 2013. Police say Condit is responsible for the string of bombings that left two dead. So far, authorities are in the dark as to his motive. Now this, I saw this report and went, holy crap, could you just lap more gushy gooey white conservatism on this kid? Condit was homeschooled and he was planning a mission trip. Homeschooled by his mom, no less. And oh my goodness, she proudly announced he graduated from high school and that he may be taking some time out to figure out what he wants to do on a mission trip. And then what does she do? She sticks him in the Great White North snowboarding. You know, surrounded by what? Come on, think about it, snowflakes. Come on, white folks. Yeah, surrounded by snow, the white stuff. She didn't have him, you know, hanging out at the church's chicken, you know, picture of him, you know, eating a thigh. No, she puts him in the whitest situation she could have. And that's what they gleaned off of his Facebook page or her Facebook or wherever they got the information. The narrative has conservative written all over it. He's a rich white boy homeschooled who was going to go on a mission trip and he went off. Yeah, he went off. All that Bible teaching, all that homeschooling, you know, all that snowboarding, hanging out with all that white privilege. And you can bet, folks, leftists are digging into Condit's life looking for anything to associate him with a Confederate flag or neo-Nazism. God forbid he took a picture by a Confederate monument while he was with his girlfriend or on a trip somewhere. Excuse me. I don't know if you were really following this story, but Condit had already been painted as a racist. See, they were labeling these bombings as potential hate crimes. They were quick to point out that the two people who had been killed, the dead people that these bombs had gone after, were black people. Thus, this was a possible hate crime. The hatred of blacks was his motivation. Then they profiled this young black man who was I think he played the cello. I just remember seeing him, a picture of him. And all the lamestream media was talking about, I mean, even Fox was too, but I mean, just saying, they were profiling the people who died, and rightfully so. But not the way that CNN and those guys, they profile them because they want you to understand, this guy killed a promising young black man. He was on his way to college. He was going to college. Look, I feel sorry. I don't care what the kid was going to do. He didn't deserve to be bombed. But they got to make it, The bombings couldn't just be a tragedy whereby the citizens of Austin of all colors, the citizens of all colors, were in danger. No, not for the press. They had to colorize the crime. They had scant evidence of Condit's life. But they dropped this morsel of homeschooled, planning a mission trip, and then they show you with that picture of him with his snowboard. Oh, yeah, Condit was really white. Because homeschooled children who are Christians and potentially going to go on a mission trip, yeah, they fit the demographic of suicide bombers. Oh, yeah, especially when they snowboard, man. And they talk like this, like they're Valley Boys. Hey, man, gonna find some good ice. Gonna go down the mountain, dude. Yeah, dude. The left knows who commits these crimes. These crimes are committed by disgruntled Democrats. Period. Disgruntled Democrats are the most dangerous people on the planet. They're more dangerous than ISIS. And I'm gonna make a prediction. That's what. Why are you looking at me crazy? You know I make predictions. That's what this show is about. By the way, if you want to contact me, I'd love to get your take on it. KJRadio.com, there's a place to contact us, or 844-551-8255. I'm going to make a prediction. When Condit's life is really looked into, you're going to find out he was mired in Democrat pathology. A sad millennial that couldn't see life as a gift. I have no idea what set Condit off. I don't. I'm going to tell you right now. None of us do. The media is going to speculate, but here's what I know for a fact. Homeschooling and Christianity had absolutely nothing to do with this. But you can bet his influences from the left certainly did. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If this was in a vacuum, the fact that Trump didn't read his briefing and congratulated Putin would not be the biggest deal in the world. America has to deal with Russia on a wide array of issues, from Iran to North Korea to Syria. But the problem is it fits in a pattern of taking at every opportunity a pro-Putin stance. And it's not clear whether that is out of some view of American-Russian relations, or just this very weird psychological thing where if the president feels like he says anything bad about Russia, it somehow diminishes his electoral victory. And so in and of itself, congratulating Putin is not great, it's not ideal, but it's not the end of the world. It's the larger pattern that should be concerning to everyone.
Oh, they admit it. These crazy leftists. Oh, you know, in and of itself, it's not bad that President Trump would congratulate Putin. But, you know, when you think about it, when you're forced to think about it, when you're forced to, to promote a fake news narrative, when you're forced to put some sort of a bias on Russian coverage so that you can promote this idea that Trump and Putin are in collusion with one another, well, then in that context, it's bad. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I love watching leftists. I like watching them as they try to rationalize themselves. They try to justify what they're doing. So it's a pro-Putin stance when the president of a country says, hey, congratulations, Vladimir, on your election. That's standard procedure. I mean, what is this mystery here? Is it what are we talking about? Anytime somebody gets elected, sometimes even when it's bad guys, you get elected 100% because they force people to do it. You make a call. Hey, congratulations on your victory, you know, with your finger quotes. But that's what heads of state do. Putin did it to Trump. Congratulations, Mr. Trump, for making it. I'm shocked how you made it because, you know, we did everything we could to help Hillary, but you made it yourself. Good for you. Yeah. Really? This is such a non-story. I want you to think about if Barack Obama had called Putin, probably did. I don't know how many elections Putin has had, but he probably called him at some point and said, hey, Vladimir, you know, hey, yeah, congratulations on the victory. Just want to give a quick call. See? Okay. Talk to you later, bud. Bye-bye. And that was it. We wouldn't be saying a thing. I don't care who the president is. I don't care if Barack Obama calls the King of Siam or whatever and says, hey, congratulations on your victory. Congratulations, Theresa May in Britain. Congratulations, Angela Merkel of Germany or whomever. I don't know all these. Don't make me go too much farther. I don't know all the heads of state. But congratulations. And now we have to make it a big deal. Ooh, look at what he did with his pro-Putin stance. Did you hear this guy? A pro-Putin stance. And then he goes on to say this. It's a weird psychological thing that he's doing, you know. And it's in and of itself in its normal mode. Well, it's not a big deal, but it's a weird psychological thing. It's like if Donald Trump speaks bad about Russia, it diminishes his victory. How so? Because why? They want you to believe that the Russians are involved with Trump in this victory when we all know something different. You think Donald Trump really gives a crap what the Russians think about his victory? He doesn't care. I mean, other than anecdotally saying, yeah, hey, if Putin's got information on Hillary, release it. I'd love to see it. I mean, hey, but just drive-by media type stuff. But he doesn't care what's going on with Russia in that respect. And more importantly, has he not demonstrated that he's managing Russia? Look at who gave Russia the ability to go out and just steal territory. They annexed Crimea. They invaded Ukraine. I mean, what did Barack Obama, his Russian policy, looks like he and Vladimir Putin spooned together once a quarter, whether they need it or not. Speaking bad about Russia diminishes Trump's victory, really? And then he ended it with this. That pattern should concern everyone. Everyone should be concerned about that. No, everyone shouldn't be concerned about that. But here's what Brennan had to say. Former CIA guy under Barack Obama. A guy who voted officially as a communist years ago. A guy who calls himself jihad, and he actually believes himself to be associated with the Muslims. I'm not kidding you. Go do your research on Brennan and see what you find out about this guy. This guy was the head of Obama's CIA. If you want to know how the destruction of America was underway, go look at what these people were doing. But anyway, here's Brennan talking about Donald Trump, and this is priceless stuff. Seriously, here.
What do you chalk it up to? Why won't the president confront Vladimir Putin? Why won't he read the cards and say the things that you say need to be said to Vladimir Putin? Do you believe he's somehow in debt to the president of Russia?
I think he's afraid of the president of Russia.
Why?
Well, I think one can speculate as to why. That the Russians may have something on him personally, that they could always roll out and make his life more difficult. Clearly, I think it's important for us to be able to improve relations with Russia. But the fact that he has had this fawning attitude toward Mr. Putin has not said anything negative about him. I think continues to say to me that he does have something to fear and something very serious to fear.
You believe Russia has something on him?
I believe that the Russians would opt for things to do if they believe that it was in their interest. And the Russians, I think, have had long experience with Mr. Trump and may have things that they could expose.
Something personal, perhaps?
Perhaps.
Welcome back. Oh, my gosh. That was torturous. It was very similar, if you notice, what the other guy said. he said, like, speaking bad about Putin would diminish Trump's victory, and it's a pattern that everybody needed to be concerned about, that Trump wouldn't talk about Putin. So in that particular interchange, where a former CIA director under Obama, an avowed communist and Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer, says Trump's in debt to Putin. Why? Because of the Iranian One deal? Why? Why is he in debt? Trump doesn't have a building in Russia, doesn't have a golf course in Russia. What's he in debt for? So I love seeing this. And then he says, no, I think he's afraid of Putin. Okay, again, why? Is he afraid of Putin's economy? Is he afraid of Putin's military? What exactly would make a billionaire businessman who could buy and sell Putin, who, quite frankly, has no interest in Putin whatsoever, what makes him afraid? I have a theory. Are you guys interested in my theory? I have a theory of why Donald Trump is, according to John Brennan and all these other lefties, he's afraid of Putin. You want to hear my theory? You guys interested? All right, here's my theory. Barack Obama was afraid of Putin. That's my theory. Barack Obama was the biggest sissy president we've ever had. Jimmy Carter could have beat up Barack Obama. I'm just saying. He was a big sissy. And what they're telling you is exactly why we are witnessing what we're witnessing with the Russians. They tell you what's going on. The Russians have information on Obama, on Hillary Clinton, on all these lunatics. Think about it. What else could it possibly be? They keep telling you what he's got information on them. They're going to hold the American economy hostage. How are they holding the American economy hostage? Who's doing better? Let me ask you this question, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, if you want to chime in, kjradio.com or 844-551-8255. So who's doing better? The Russians or the Americans under President Trump? Who's doing better? Do you think the American economy is doing better or the Russian economy? Do you think that the American citizens are faring better or the Russian citizens? It's really that simple, isn't it? Let me ask you. Under Obama, who do you think did better? Do you think the American economy was doing better, certainly better than it is now, or is it doing better under Trump? It's a simple question. Do you think the average American is doing better, however you define it, under Barack Obama or under Trump? Even leftists know the answers to those questions. So what was funny, though, is he says the Russians may have something on him. Really? Or they may not. I love how they present these things. The Russians may have something on him. Okay? But then again, they may not, right? And did the guy push back? No. But then he says something very interesting. He says, clearly, this is what Brennan says, clearly we need to improve relations with Russia. Okay, how do you do that? By accusing the president of being afraid of him, etc.? They all realize that. The other guy said it before when we were talking about Trump reaching out to Putin and saying congratulations. Clearly, it's not that big of a deal. That's what heads of states do. But yet, what are we talking about? The Russians, the Russians, the Russians. They say he's fawning all over the Russians. Then the guy asks him, do you believe that the Russians have something on him? They might have something. I mean, why even do this interview? Why do that interview when you know there's nothing but conjecture from a guy who, quite frankly, never should have been that high in our government?
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.